Hello and welcome everyone to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 30th, 2025. I have your host James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people to talk to. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center in with us today, and it is Kayla, Visitation Specialist, hanging out with me. Kayla, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, and appreciate you joining us. As always, like to remind the audience remind you guys how much we appreciate you and the great work that you're doing in our community, the vital, important work that is going on at the Family Center every single day. We greatly appreciate you, and certainly appreciate you being able to make the time, hang out with me, answer my silly questions, and all of that. Appreciate you, and thanks for being here, Kayla.
Thank you,
Kayla's playing hurt too, by the way, everybody. So I mean, all the more reason we really appreciate you being here. I want to talk about some of the events coming up this summer and the excitement we have about them, and get into that in just a little bit, if you don't mind, Kayla. But before we do, we were kind of talking in our pregame. We don't get a chance to hang out very often, and I thought it'd be a good idea to get into your job a little bit and what a visitation specialist is. First off, I think that's a very cool sounding title. I just put that out there. I think it's a great sound. But it's in all seriousness, it is one of the more integral jobs that goes on at the Family Center, and we certainly will respect privacy. Privacies and all these things, so we're not going to get too in detailed here, but I was curious, and I know the audience would be, about, you know, what you do and how you spend a day in the life of Kayla and this job.
Yes, thank you for having me, and yes, I am battling allergies a bit, so bear with me.
I was trying to talk more for you.
I appreciate that. So in my role, I oversee the visitation center that we have at the Family Center. So in my role, I oversee the visitation center, which is within the Family Center. Mm-hmm. We get referrals for families that need supervised visitation or exchanges, and I coordinate the setting up of those services and getting those on our calendar, and then also the communication between the parties that may have referred, so the court system, probation and parole, etc. And then I also oversee the visits and exchanges that take place.
Certainly, as we can imagine, a lot of gray area in there as far as, you know, working with people and all the different things that might come up with that and everything. But I really do appreciate the look behind the curtain, if you will, at this job and what that does. And when I say integral and vital, you really hit it on the head and brought that attention to that and why that is. when it comes to the difficulty, as an interviewer, my next question is supposed to be, what is the most difficult part of the job? I think that, again, as an audience, we can understand that there's no easy part of the job. But is there a good feeling that comes from this? Do you have those good moments? Do you have those moments where you're able to be, you know, appreciative and enjoy the job, if you will, for lack of a better word?
Sure. Every day, being able to support children and the families and maintain that contact is very fulfilling, and that's why we have the center, is to be able to maintain and hopefully strengthen that family connection.
I appreciate that, Kayla, and I admit that I may have known the answer was coming, but I you know, in all honesty, when I talk to people about volunteering in this community and doing things, one of the times, one of the little things that can come up, and it doesn't come up that often, but with the Family Center is, well, you know, it's a very heavy topic, and I think that people kind of go into it with that mindset, that it is, there is almost a cloud over it or something like that, and it couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, I would say the Family Center is one of the more positive, strong energies of any building I've been in Wisconsin Rapids. And certainly the events are very much the same. And it's always great whenever I have one of you guys on the air with me and stuff to be able to kind of remind everybody of that, that there's a reward that comes with this job that is unwordable. There's no really great way to, I put Kayla on the spot there, unfortunately. There's no way to really put into words what it feels like to do this kind of work, to have this kind of impact. It's why we encourage people to, when we have openings, you know, think about the Family Center and this career opportunity, along with, of course, volunteering, which every event we do, we could always use more hands on deck and more of the community involvement.
Absolutely. One of the best things you can give is your time. So even if you can't donate monetarily or with items, your time is incredibly valuable.
Mm-hmm. And I bring that up in part because we wanted to wrap up talking a little bit about some of the events going on at the mm-hmm. Family Center. And coming up in July 26th, the Touch a Truck event. Make sure to save the date for that. Another one of our favorite events to do. This is a great one. It brings attention and awareness to the cause and to what is going on over there and the work. We're able to raise funds oftentimes and certainly awareness for this. But we also love this event because of some of the things I was saying before. This is a fun, good energy event that people just love and come to. And even if you've never been to it before, you know what a Touch a Truck event is pretty well. And we have so many of our great community leaders and people involved with this one, Caleb. Do we have anybody written down already for this one?
Not that I have, but Amy has all of that information for you, and I'm sure that's coming, that she's going to be very excited to share all of that information with you. We also do have the Drive Against Violence coming up later on this summer. That is August 18th, and that is a golf event at Bullseye. Yeah.
You know, both of these events, the Touch a Truck event is such a great family event. And yes, we encourage you to bring the kids down. They get to see fire trucks and you know, some of the, I know the Wood County Sheriff's Department loves being down there. I know Sean, he's going to want to be there. I don't want to speak for him, but I guarantee he's going to be down there. It means a lot to him, these events. So the kids, you know, you just never know as a side story, you know, what might spark their interest and create a lifelong passion for one of these industries that we could always use people in, whether it's, you know, the fire department or police department, or it's the family center itself. But the Drive Against the golf events, people show up. People love these things. This community just is such a big fan of golf and loves golfing. And when you bring in Bullseye Golf Club, one of our favorite places, and a big shout out to Bullseye and the great work they do. This is, again, another one of those events that, yes, the theme of the event has a seriousness to it. The events themselves are everything that makes this community great. They bring in fellowship. They bring in people you don't get to see every day, you know, all the time, and you're running back into. It is a great opportunity for businesses to not only get their name out there, like you sponsor a hole or something along those lines, and having people see your business that might not otherwise. But a key thing to this that I always bring up, and I bring it up in part to the great businesses that have sponsored with the Family Center for all these years, along with many others, is there's a lot of people out there that go to school for many years for marketing and all these great sales people out there. Got a lot of good ones out there, a lot of real creative ones. I am going to save you a lot of money right now. There is not a better way to get more bang for your buck and more money for your business and more attention for your business than attaching yourself to a nonprofit, especially the Family Center. You not only show that you care for the community, but you're standing on the right side of history, if I can just be blunt about it. And when you do that as a business, you are opening yourself up to so much more than just sales or finishing in the black. You are showing your community where you stand with these things. And in this day and age, especially in communities like ours here in Rapids and even our surrounding communities in Point and Nacusa and Wausau and Marshfield and all that, it means something. It really does. And the community shows up for these, Kayla. They really do.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that very much.
We want to encourage people to volunteer for these events as well, and certainly remind everybody that the Family Center has your back. The Family Center has a 24-hour crisis line. You can call any time you need, 715-421-1511. That is 421-1511. There are also great services and programs available over at the Family Center, and great opportunities for you to impact the future right now. You can show up for these events. We will encourage you to bring the family to them, and certainly let us know if you can volunteer for them. But as Kayla was touching on before, one of the first things that I did over at the Family Center was just, asking around, like, hey, can I put some light bulbs in? You need the lawn mowed, anything like that. Those things may not seem like that big of a deal to you out there, but you do that, and it's one less thing on the plates of the great people working at the Family Center. So I encourage you to help out with those things as well. Kayla, before we let you go, is there a contact number people can reach you if they have follow-up questions, or should we just send them to the website and the Facebook page and everything?
Yes, the direct number for our program, if there are any questions about visitation or how to get started, is 715-424-1511. 615-624-6185. That's 715-424-6185.
And if you want to reach the Family Center, I encourage you to bookmark their webpage as well, familyctr.org, familyctr.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just don't know who might see them otherwise. And Kayla, nice job. Nice work. You made it. You did it. We appreciate you. Thank you for the time. And we appreciate you all joining us for the conversation, everybody. And we're here at WFHR's Rapids Report.